All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I want to get things started off Saturday afternoon in the Big 12 Conference, as you are going to have the sixth-ranked TCU Horned Frogs traveling to the Little Apple to take on the Kansas State Wildcats. Now, so far this season, the Horned Frogs have appeared to be the team to beat in the Big 12 Conference, and I think it starts with the play of quarterback Kenny Hill. On top of that, on offense for the Horned Frogs, running back Darius Anderson is averaging 6 yards per carry. On the flip side for K-State, you look at quarterback Jesse Ertz, and he can do it all, as he is a passer as well as being a runner, as he is leading the Wildcats so far this season in rushing as well. I think that K-State is going to give TCU all that they can handle, and K-State has the potential to still be one of the top teams in the Big 12. They gave Texas all that they could handle on the road last week before falling in overtime. And of course, games at Manhattan are never easy, but I think TCU does have enough to get past them by the score of 31-26. Now, staying in the Big 12, you're going to have the 24th-ranked Texas Tech Red Raiders making the trek to Morgantown to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. And both teams have two of the better passing offenses in the nation. Now, for the Red Raiders under head coach Cliff Kingsbury, it starts with quarterback Nick Siemianek, who already has 14 touchdown passes this season to just 3 interceptions. Running back Justin Stockton is an impact player, and the same can be said for wide receiver Kiki Kuti. Now, for West Virginia, you look at quarterback Will Grier, and he has really gotten into a groove in this offense under head coach Dana Holgorsen. You also have to look at the impact players on offense for the Mountaineers and wide receiver Gary Jennings, as well as running back Justin Crawford. Like I said, two of the better offenses in the nation, and I don't think that they disappoint in this contest. And thus, I am going to take the Mountaineers at home by the score of 44-40. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, you are going to have the 10th-ranked Auburn Tigers traveling to Death Valley to take on the LSU Tigers. And for Auburn, a lot of people are saying this could be the team that could give Alabama a run for their money late in the season in that Iron Bowl. You look at this Auburn offense under quarterback Jared Stidham, and on top of that, you look at running back Kerryon Johnson, who is one of the better ball carriers in the SEC. Auburn can also mix it up on the defensive side of the football as well, as they already have 15 team sacks this season. Now, for the Bayou Bengals, they were able to get their first conference win last week when they got past the Florida Gators on the road. It wasn't pretty, but the bottom line is pretty doesn't matter as long as you get the victory. For LSU head coach Ed Orgeron, he's looking at quarterback Danny Etling, and can he do just enough to get this LSU offense past this Auburn defense? You look at running back Darius Geis, he needs to have a big impact on this game as well, while linebacker Devin White already has 62 tackles. And as a team, LSU has 20 team sacks, as they want to try to shut down that Auburn running attack and force Stidham to beat them with his arm. I'll say it like this. This is going to be an old school slobber knocker, paint swapper type game. Both of these teams need this contest. So it's not to say, well, one needs it more than the other. No, both of them need it. And I think LSU really has to try to go out there and slow down this high-paced rushing attack of Auburn. I think Auburn does have the ability to wear down this LSU defense. And because of that, I'm going to take Auburn on the road by the score of 30-23. Now, in the Atlantic Coast Conference, you are going to have the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets traveling to take on the 11th-ranked Miami Hurricanes. And when Georgia Tech is good, their triple option is tough to stop, just like it is this season with quarterback Taquan Marshall. Now, Miami does have a solid quarterback of their own in Malik Rozier. However, things have changed for the Hurricanes as Mark Walton, their star running back, is now out for the season. Miami does have 15 team sacks on the season. You can primarily throw that out of the window heading into this game due to the fact that the Yellow Jackets will probably pass 8 to 10 times in this contest. Disciplined football on defense will be the key for Miami. However, their head coach in Mark Richt knows a thing or two about Paul Johnson's triple option attack because Georgia Tech played Georgia or plays Georgia every single year, and we saw how long that Richt was leading the Bulldogs on the sideline versus the Yellow Jackets. I think that Georgia Tech will give Miami all that they can handle in this contest, but I think the Canes have enough to get past the Jackets at home by the score of 31-27. Now, back in the Big 12, you're going to have the 12th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners taking on the Texas Longhorns at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Now, I expect to see a focused Oklahoma team. Of course, Oklahoma was ranked third last week, and they were upset at home at the hands of the Iowa State Cyclones. And of course, when you think of Oklahoma football right now, it comes down to the play of quarterback Baker Mayfield. However, I think Oklahoma wants to go into this game and try to establish their running attack with running back Trey Sermon. Defensive lineman Ogbonnia Okoronkwo already has 5 sacks this season for the Sooners, and he will go out there and look to make life tough for Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger. Now, the Longhorns do have a solid running game of their own with Chris Warren at running back, while wide receiver Colin Johnson can be a difference maker. Already this season, defensive back Deshaun Elliott has 5 picks for the Horns, and we saw how Baker Mayfield could get in trouble last week. You want to see if this Texas front 7 can put some pressure on him, frustrate him, and confuse him, which could potentially lead to turnovers for this Longhorns defense. I think this is going to be a typical Texas-Oklahoma game. I know that Texas head coach Tom Herman is really preaching the importance of this game as he is trying to get Texas back to being a national power. However, I think Oklahoma knows that they let one slip by last week, and they are not about to go down to Dallas and lose 2 games in a row. Thus, I'm going to take the Sooners by the score of 37-27. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you are going to have the 25th-ranked midshipmen of Navy traveling to take on the Memphis Tigers, as this is a big one early on in the AAC West. Now, Navy is one of those teams that likes to use their triple option attack, and this Memphis defense will have their hands full with quarterback Zach Abbey. Now, Memphis does have one of the better quarterbacks in the nation in one Riley Ferguson, and it's not just about Ferguson on offense as you look at running back Darrell Henderson and wide receiver Anthony Miller, as this trio can light it up. Already defensively for Memphis, defensive back Terrell Carter has 3 picks, but I'll tell you like this, they need not worry about Navy passing the football. However, Memphis has been shaky at times on defense this season, and I really think they have to play the best game of the year if they are going to slow down and ultimately stop this triple action option attack, rather, of Navy. I don't think that Memphis has enough to get it done, and I'm going to take Navy on the road by the score of 41-37. Now, in the Pac-12 conference, you are going to have the Utah Utes traveling to Los Angeles to take on the 13th-ranked USC Trojans. Now, Utah suffered defeat last week for the first time when they fell at home to the Stanford Cardinal, and as the Utes look to get back on track, it starts with their defense, who has already forced 9 interceptions this season of opposing quarterbacks, and that is important because they are going up against a quarterback for USC and Sam Darnold, who has been turning the football over so far this season. But you look around USC on offense, you look at the talent around Darnold, and it starts with running back Ronald Jones and wide receiver Deontay Burnett. The men of Troy can play defensive football as well, as they already have 18 team sacks this season to go along with 9 interceptions. USC was able to get back on track last Saturday against Oregon State, and I think this has the makings of SC really getting focused for the rest of this month and November. Thus, I'm going to take USC at home by the score of 34-24. Now, in the Big Ten Conference, you are going to have the 21st ranked Spartans of Michigan State traveling to take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And for Michigan State, they got the big time win on the road last Saturday versus their arch rivals in the Michigan Wolverines. And for Michigan State head coach Mark D'Antonio, he wants to go out there and keep the momentum going for his team. And after Michigan State had that bad 2016 season, don't, and I repeat, don't expect any letdowns from the Spartans. Now for Minnesota and head coach PJ Fleck, he is still searching for his first Big Ten Conference victory. I don't think he gets it on Saturday because you were looking at a Spartans defense that is very tough. Thus, I'm going to take Michigan State on the road by the score of 24-16. Now, in the Mountain West Conference, you are going to have the Boise State Broncos traveling to take on the 19th ranked Aztecs of San Diego State, as this always has the potential to be a Mountain West championship game preview. Now for Boise State, you look at the impact that running back Alexander Madison can have on offense, as well as wide receiver Cedric Wilson. And on the defensive side of the football, linebacker Leighton Vander Esch has the potential to be the Mountain West Conference's defensive player of the year. But you look at the Aztecs with quarterback Christian Chapman and running back Rashad Penny. While already on defense, San Diego State has forced 8 interceptions, so they are definitely want to go out there and take away the running game from Boise State in order to make them one-dimensional. I think this is going to be a solid game, but San Diego State is going to be too much for Boise at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Aztecs by the score of 34-23. And finally, in the Pac-12 Conference, you are going to have the Oregon Ducks traveling to the farm to take on the 23rd-ranked Stanford Cardinals. Now, Oregon got taken behind the woodshed last Saturday at home at the hands of Washington State. And for Oregon head coach Willie Taggart, he is looking to change the culture in Eugene. And on top of that, he's trying to make this team a little bit tougher. So, of course, you do have running back Royce Freeman. And with that said, I do expect a heavy dose of the running game in this contest for the Ducks. Now, defensively, under defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt, Oregon has already had 24 team sacks this season. And they're going to go out there and they're going to try to put some pressure on Stanford quarterback Keller Christ. However, how do you respond with that? You go to running back Bryce Love, who is one of the better ball carriers in the nation this season. Now, defensively, Stanford can mix it up as well, as they have 9 interceptions, and they're going to want to try to go out there and take away Oregon's running game and make them one-dimensional as well. I think this has the sleeper potential to be one of the better games of the weekend, and thus I'm going to take Stanford at home by the score of 34-24. So those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement this summer, you can check out the Cyclones in action next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week 6 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.